Now, some sad news. The Hollywood actor and heartthrob from some of the biggest movies of the 1980s and 90s, Val Kilmer, has died, age 65. His daughter told US media he died of pneumonia. He had been diagnosed with throat cancer in 2014, but recovered, although surgery had affected his voice. Kilmer played Iceman in Top Gun, the 1986 blockbuster, and he reprised the role again opposite Tom Cruise in Top Gun Maverick 3 years ago.
Thank you, guys. Everything.
One last thing. Who's the better pilot? You or me?
This is a nice moment. Let's not ruin it.
Well, that was Val Kilmer in Top Gun Maverick 3 years ago. Earlier, I spoke to Steve Futterman, who began by telling me the details of what we know what happened.
His daughter revealed that he died of apparently from pneumonia. There were no indications in the last few days that I heard of that he was ill. And I think we're going to get more details of the illness that eventually killed him. Sometimes, as we know, some of those strains of pneumonia are very, very difficult to deal with for doctors. So he may have had a very, very difficult strain of pneumonia.
Now, he was 65. He had a long acting career. Take us back to the famous roles that we know Val Kilmer for so well.
Well, I think for most people, they're going to remember him initially, at least, from the original Top Gun. He was the nemesis of Tom Cruise. He was the other Top Gun, and they were battling each other. Who was the best? There were some memorable scenes there. Ironically, his last role was sort of a reprise of that role. He came back in the Top Gun Maverick film in 2022, but I think that's when I think many people first became really solidly aware of Val Kilmer.
And that those some of those memorable scenes, you're absolutely right, Steve. I can picture vividly when they're facing off to each other, himself and Tom Cruise's character, and he's got those white, shiny white teeth, you know.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And there is that face off, isn't there, between the two of them. It was a very emotional return for him to that role in 2022, wasn't it? Because he was suffering from throat cancer at the time, or from the effects of it.
Yes, he had a very somewhat public battle with throat cancer. It was very difficult for him to talk for a while. And I think many people were very surprised that he was able to come back and really perform that well in the Top Gun Maverick film. And from what we heard from people on the set, there were some very emotional moments when he came back on the set to portray that role. Another film, I think, that really solidified his place as a big star in Hollywood came in 1991. He played Jim Morrison of The Doors in the Oliver Stone film The Doors. And I think that sort of solidified him as really a big star in Hollywood. You talk to people who worked with him. He wasn't always the easiest person to work with. Sometimes could be very, very high maintenance, but there was never any doubt about his talent. He appeared in numerous roles, not just in films, but in TV, on stage. He was very, very much a well-rounded actor.
And indeed, and he also played Batman in one of the Batman movies.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And he did a very good job as Batman. There have been so many people who have portrayed Batman, and they do it in an individual way. They give certain parts of their personality to it. But I think in Batman Forever, really a very solid role by Val Kilmer. So he really had some of these very, very memorable roles. There were other films where he didn't play super characters, you know, big characters, but still very solid performances. A film that comes to mind for me is Willow. I think he did a very good role in that.
That's LA-based journalist Steve Futterman talking about Val Kilmer, who's passed away at the age of 65.